Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Fire Engineering Talk Radio. Each week, our host will introduce you to a various cast of characters you will only find here. Each host will share experience, knowledge, and expertise regarding their years in the fire service, allowing you to call in and speak with them live, an experience you can only find on Fire Engineering Talk Radio. So thanks for joining us. Enjoy and stay safe.
Welcome. It's Ed Hatfield, and welcome to CrossFit for Fire Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by Fire Engineering and Pinwell Publishing. Hey, welcome back. I want to say thanks to everybody. We apologize. We were gone last month, and it's been a few weeks since we had an opportunity to talk to you. Things have been really super busy. So I'll just try and catch everybody up on what's going on with CrossFit for Fire, as well as with the Blog Talk Radio and that. As you know, Blog Talk Radio with Fire Engineering is expanding. We have some new shows, and they're great shows. Myself, I'm continuing to do the CrossFit for Fire, as well as the Command show with Andoni Castros, my good friend and teaching partner. And we are doing a lot of really good things. I've been really busy related to the CrossFit community. As many of you know, some of you don't know, I had an opportunity to open up my own CrossFit affiliate, so I'm going to give it a shameless plug right now. If anybody is in the San Diego area out here on vacation, please feel free to stop by. Our affiliate is known as CrossFit TOV. That's like Thomas Ocean Victor. CrossFit TOV. We're in right down the street from Cal State San Marcos. Any firefighters that are in the area, please stop by for a free, that's your favorite flavor, free WOD, and you get that opportunity. So come on by and take a look at us and catch a WOD, and we look forward to having everybody there. So opening up a new CrossFit affiliate has been really time-consuming, not to mention my job as a chief officer in the fire service, taking up a lot of the time there. So I apologize if I missed any communication or I haven't gotten back to anybody on some things. I know that there's a couple people that I've been communicating with, because the whole CrossFit community is just really absolutely taking off in the fire service. We are catching fire. There is a tremendous amount of support coming our way from the fire service, and we're continuing to grow within the fire service. There is a tremendous amount of support from CrossFit HQ. I have to say thank you to Coach Glassman, to all the people at CrossFit HQ. Dave Castro and Coach Glassman have really gone over above and beyond trying to help and facilitate the CrossFit movement in the fire service. As you know, the CrossFit community and CrossFit HQ did a big fundraiser for the firefighters that perished as part of Hotshot crew out of Arizona, out of Prescott, Arizona, and that was a huge fundraiser that was accomplished by the CrossFit community, as well as all the other great things that are going on. As you know, many of you know, there was just recently the Barbells for Boobs, which was a nationwide fundraiser to help support continued research for breast cancer. There was also the Lift Up Luke, which is an autism awareness program started by a very close friend and mentor, Josh Everett, who his own son, Luke, was diagnosed with having autism. And again, both really good programs. I would encourage anybody who is part of the CrossFit community to look up Lift Up Luke. And specifically, if you have any type of friends or coworkers that or children are affected by autism. So, again, the CrossFit community is doing a tremendous amount of good things outside of just getting people healthy, which is really cool. So, speaking of health and speaking of cool stuff, boy, did anybody see the latest research? This is a, as many of you know, there is a fitness and conditioning certification group known as ACE, American Council of Exercise. The American Council of Exercise is kind of a hallmark of fitness and conditioning certification for trainers and that. And in a newly released ACE-sponsored research, so totally non-biased. In fact, they were probably trying to find something wrong, gauges the calories burned and the intensity of CrossFit workouts. This was accomplished by one, two, three, four PhDs and two people who had master's degree in exercise physiology. And I love the comment that Glassman starts off with, because this is just classic Glassman, and this is classic. This is just, you know, this is what it is. He says, it can kill you. And I've always been completely honest about that. Yeah, CrossFit can kill you, you knucklehead. If you're fat, stupid, and lazy, and you come into a CrossFit gym and try and do Fran, it'll probably kill you at some point in time. But, hey, guess what? You know what? That's just called thinning the herd. I mean, you know, the strongest will survive. This is classic because this particular study, which is available, and I'll post the link in the chat room. This particular study was, again, a third unbiased third-party research team recruited 16 healthy, moderately fit female and male athletes between the ages of 20 and 47. They checked their VO2 max ratings and their perceived exertion rates. They were able to collect all this data. And what they ended up doing, and I'm not going to get into the, you know, the nuts and bolts of the study, but the bottom line is at the end of the study, what they said is CrossFit works. And for those of us that do CrossFit, we know this. I mean, this is no get duh. But finally, there's a third party research paper that says this works. CrossFit will make you more fit. It will increase calories burned. It will increase your ability for aerobic capacity. It will increase your anaerobic threshold. It will make you better at everything we do. Everything we do from a fire service standpoint, it will make you better. Well, again, for those of us that are doing it, this is no great surprise. But yet, you know, sometimes it takes somebody stepping out of the box and doing a research paper. Now, for those of you that are trying to battle, you know, getting somebody to believe in you and believe in this programming, there is a number of available resources that show that CrossFit works. The military has done a tremendous amount of work in demonstrating the benefits of high-intensity training, CrossFit-type workouts that accommodate constantly varied, done at high-intensity workout routine that increases not only the aerobic levels but the anaerobic threshold. This is, again, really good and exciting stuff because there are a lot of naysayers. Now, a lot of the people, as we say, you know, will want to challenge things and say, yeah, but, you know, I know a guy that does CrossFit and he got hurt. Well, you know, I know a guy that plays golf and has tendonitis in his elbow, so maybe we should outlaw golf. You know, how many ankles have been rolled and fractured and sprained playing basketball in the back of the station? Again, you know, if you want to be fit for your job, you need to be doing CrossFit. That's all there is to it. And it will not only make you fitter and in better condition, but you will perform at a higher capacity. That is one of the things that this study showed. It showed that people that participate in CrossFit workouts have the ability to work harder, longer, with less stress on their system, and recover quicker, all of which is what we want from our firefighters. Rather than, you know, the NFPA mandating that, you know, we all go to, you know, an hour and 20-minute SCBA bottles so that we can do the work that needs to be done on the fire ground, how about just stick with 30-minute bottles and get in better shape and work harder, faster, and have better recovery without consuming so much oxygen? I mean, I think that's a lot smarter. And as a chief officer, I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than wholesale buying all kinds of new SCBAs. How about we just buy some kettlebells and pull-up bars and some rings and call it good? Next thing you know, our people are working at a higher capacity. So I didn't know if anybody had an opportunity to see that. I just posted that link in the chat room. I think that that's a really cool link. Another couple things that's coming down the pipe is the EMS industry is getting on board. You know, the EMS industry are our partners, and truly we need to have and develop a longstanding partnership with them. It's very important that we continue to partner with the EMS industry and that we do all that we can do to assure that the EMS industry is equally as fit and healthy as we are, if not more so. And so, you know, interestingly enough, is the EMS industry has, you know, historically kind of had a knock on them for being out of shape. And I think that, you know, unfortunately is not necessarily true in all cases. But nonetheless, just by the manner in which a lot of their work is done, where they are posted up in various locations with the inability to have access to good solid food, with the inability to get good meaningful rest, with the inability to get workouts, they tend to quickly lose the ability to remain in shape. So with that being said, some of the things that go on that you need to be aware of is that you know, the EMS industry is looking strongly at incorporating CrossFit into their world, into their work world, to not only reduce orthopedic occupational injuries, but also to increase work capacity over broad domains within their own organizations and their own departments. Because they've recognized that their fitter employees not only cost them less than workers' compensation, but they also have the ability to work better, faster, longer, and at a higher capacity. And so one of these online magazines, EMS One, recently did a big article, a video article on CrossFit, and on the benefits of CrossFit as it relates to the EMS industry. And that's huge. That's huge that the EMS industry is moving in that direction, that they believe in it, that they see the benefit in it, and that they're taking time to definitely increase their level of fitness for their employees. So I encourage anybody who has the ability to look at EMS magazine, EMS One magazine, to look at the article and the associated video that's going on with that. and take a look at it and see what they're doing. They're doing a lot of what we're trying to do, which is to infuse CrossFit into their world. So pretty cool stuff. So anyway, let's talk about a few other things that are going on in our worlds. We know that fire engineering is gearing up for FDIC. We know that part of the what's going to go on at FDIC is that we are going to be presenting a class, CrossFit for Fire, increasing the occupational athlete, and working on trying to continue to move our message forward and attempt to get people on board with what we're trying to do, which is to create a healthier workforce. So we look forward to everybody coming on board and working with us at FDIC. We're totally excited about the opportunity that Chief Bobby Halton gives us to share our message in that. And we just want to say thank you for everything that Fire Engineering does, as well as everything that we have the ability to do in the fire service. We recently had a class which we presented a lot of CrossFit for Fire information in the state of Washington. That was extremely exciting. We had the ability to get out there and share the message, kind of, share the Kool-Aid, as we call it, with people so that they have an understanding of what we're doing and what are we doing. Well, I tell you, I think it's pretty simple. We have identified that of all the fitness and conditioning programs out there currently available, that the CrossFit model is the one that works the best for us. We know that. We've also identified that eating a more paleo style of eating behavior is one that is going to be more conducive to overall health. It's going to be better for us in the event of long-term health and conditioning and longevity in our careers. And it's going to reduce the onslaught of obesity that is facing not only America, but also the fire service. You know, we're starting to see more and more firefighters, whether it's in various events or whether it's an organized game-type events, such as the Firefighter Olympics, the World Police and Fire Games, the California State Firefighter Olympics. We're starting to see more and more events specifically to CrossFit being organized and being offered to the fire service in these types of events that historically had not had CrossFit. And that's huge. That means it's catching on. Again, every time I turn around, myself included, I hear of firefighters that are opening up their own personal affiliates. I think that's huge. Having firefighters that own affiliates not only continues to preach the message, but allows us to get better at our craft, because I can tell you as an affiliate owner, you learn so much because you're constantly watching movement. You're constantly watching people move, and you're looking at things that go well. You're looking at things that don't go well. Obviously, you know, most affiliate owners, myself included, you write your own programming, so you're forced to do a lot of research into that programming to assure that you're programming correctly for your athletes. And it's very important and definitely time-consuming, but at the end of the day, as each day goes by, you become better at what you do. With that, there's carryover into the fire service, because you start to recognize movement on the fire ground. You start to see what type of movement patterns can create injuries. You start to see overuse injuries. You start to recognize and be preemptive and exactly what it is that we're doing on the fire ground that can be either modified, adjusted, strengthened, or eliminated that will reduce some of these long-term orthopedic occupational injuries. Just today, I ran into a person who their father-in-law had to retire off the fire service early. He retired off with 22 years in California. Normally we go 30. And he retired because he had a back injury that occurred on the job. Now, I'm not saying that you can't injure your back even as a CrossFitter, but he had a career-ending back injury. And subsequently, the information that was shared with me was the fact that that back injury created not only a tremendous amount of stress on the family, but also to a degree a level of depression that lasted many years because a calling, a job of a lifetime, a dream had been taken away from this individual because of the injury. So with that being said, you can see where, you know, we are constantly working to assure that we want to make sure that our people are fit, are conditioned, are healthy. And if they are injured, it's not to the degree that it's so bad that they can't come back to the fire service. So, you know, those are important things. We want to make sure that those people that do get injured and they get in, and we get people that are injured regularly, recover, recuperate, increase their level of mobility and come back as quickly as possible. So, you know, these are all things that we need to be thinking about. And trust me, as you get older in the fire service, you start to think about those things a little bit more. You really do. So, anyway, I want to take a break real quick because we need to thank our sponsors, Grainger. And Grainger has done a great job of helping out Blog Talk Radio. They're a great sponsor, so let's just play this real quick.
The 4,600-page Grainger catalog, every solution on earth for every problem under the sun. And now it fits in your pocket. Download the app today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we're back. We're back. So, anyway, hey, so a couple little things here. We talked about that article by ACE, American Council of Exercise. And I think it's pretty interesting because they picked two workouts in which they, you know, identified how they were going to test the subjects. The first workout was named Donkey Kong. I'd actually never even heard of Donkey Kong, so I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me out. It incorporated burpees, kettlebell swings, and box jumps. Okay. Each exercise was performed 3 times. Number of repetitions decreased with each set. During the first round, they went from 21, second round, 15, down to 9. So I haven't heard of Donkey Kong, you know, but I have heard of the second one. So the second one was Fran. Yep, that's right, Fran. Can you imagine being a test subject? You're probably getting like $5 a day or something like that. And they go, hey, yeah, we're going to test you out and see how fit and conditioned you are. Oh, by the way, we're going to have you do Fran. No, here's your $5. I want to go get a Slurpee. That would be my response. I think it's just total classic that they pick Fran. So, you know, one of the things that came out of that, or, you know, again, one of the important things that came out of that study was that on average, the study found that the caloric expenditure was 20 calories per minute for the male and 12 calories for the females. So basically, you know, if you are doing a 10-minute AMRAP and you're a male, you're burning about, you know, what, 200 calories. Doesn't sound like a lot, but what ends up happening is as you continue to burn calories at a higher rate over a longer period of time because of the metabolic response. So, you know, you end up burning potentially up to 800 calories from that one workout that lasted about 10 minutes. You know, the other thing, the study comes back and says, the vigorous intensity of CrossFit workout was further illustrated by the participants' blood lactate values, which is one way of measuring intensity, which averaged about 15.9 for men, 12.4 for women. Both were well above the normal lactate threshold of 4 for normal exercise routines. Across the board, the RPEs values for both workouts were rated as hard, and the RPEs during Donkey Kong were marked higher than that of Fran. So again, I'd like to find out what Donkey Kong was to see that the RPEs were at a higher rate than with Donkey Kong than Fran. I'm assuming because of the box jumps. That's going to be my assumption. So very interesting study, basically about 3-page report that tells you kind of what's going on there. And definitely worth the read, very quick read, and you might have to look up a few of the acronyms in some medical journals just so you have an idea what's going on there. So anyway, let's get back to what's going on here. So the community has really taken hold in the fire service, and I know that, in fact, one of my good friends, Cliff, is going to be competing in the World Firefighter Combat Challenge series, and I think it's the culminating event in Las Vegas this upcoming week. And he's an avid CrossFitter, and he said that he's been competing in Firefighter Combat Challenge series events for a number of years. But he has gotten really to the pinnacle of his category, his age group in that, since he started doing CrossFit. And additionally, there's a female firefighter who I know, and her sister, Hal Bison, that they are both going to be competing in those games. And both of them are avid CrossFitters. So very much crossover between Firefighter Combat Challenge Series and CrossFit. There's a huge crossover there. So anyway, we got a caller. Let's bring caller in real quick. Hey, who's calling us from area code 308?
Hey, Ed, it's Sonny. How are you?
Hey, Sonny. Sonny O'Connor, Internet Phenom. What are you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing really well. Hopefully.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hopefully you won't hear the kids screaming in the background. They just got their Halloween costumes, so it's a little crazy. So.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Halloween costumes are great. Best thing about Halloween is, you know, it gives the adults now a reason to get all dressed up. In fact, I heard that the one of the number one costumes for adults this year is the guy from Breaking Bad, the guy that made all the dope, his name, but apparently he would wear like a level B suit when he would make his dope or whatever. So everybody's doing that.
Right. I think it's Brad Cranston or something.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
So how's things going, Sonny? Talk to us. What's going on in Nebraska? What's going on in the world of CrossFit in the Midwest? What's going on in the internet phenom world?
Things are good. You know, Nebraska's starting to get cold now, so everyone's, you know, going to the workouts, you know, just prepared to sweat and then freezing their behinds off when they do. So, you know, that's pretty good. As far as the CrossFit stuff goes, it's just, you know, today, unfortunately, I got my first DNF because I had some back stuff going on. But like I had posted on the social media, it was the best day of CrossFit I've ever had. I introduced a new person to CrossFit. She's never tried CrossFit before. She's in her 50s.
Wow.
Was really, yeah. She's a good friend of mine from Salem, Oregon. But she, you know, had some concerns and issues about, you know, having mobility issues, but doing CrossFit, and so took her to the CrossFit box here, and she rocked it, and was really, really surprised that everything, you know, was scalable, and, you know, just a really great day of hanging out, and just the community aspect of today was just, you know, I was reminded to myself that, you know, not only am I getting fit, but the community is, you know, what I really need.
Right, right.
You know, and it was
Now let me ask you, Sonny. Let me ask a question. So, how important is community at your affiliate? I mean, how many things are you guys doing, you know, as an affiliate to enhance that community feel? And I'll take it another direction here in a second. But
well, in the summertime, we would do. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
In the summertime, we would do we always do a Saturday team wad for free every Saturday. Unless there's a CrossFit competition going on, that's open to the public, open to anybody that wants to come. Most of the time, at least during the summer, because we have a lot of college kids that go to our box, during the summers and whatnot, those of us that were always at the Saturday wads would throw barbecues and hang out and just, you know, we're always hanging out in some way, shape, or the other. You know, it's, most of the time, you know, it's at least a weekly hangout with the whole box. But a lot
right.
of times there are, you know, a lot of times there's pockets of people that just hang out to hang out, you know, and
right.
it's not an organized hangout. So at least
yeah.
weekly.
So here's my question. Do you think you know, it used to be in the fire service that, you know, we would all, you know, watch TV together.
Right.
Or, you know, we'd all have dinner together, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And
right.
one of the biggest complaints that I get from firefighters nationwide is that, you know, everybody's got their own individual dorm. They all go off their own dorm. They all watch their TV.
Right.
I saw this the other day. I walked into a fire station the other day, and all of the guys that were sitting in the blue chairs watching TV were on their iPhones. Nobody was watching TV. And it was hilarious. I wish I had a picture to take. I would have sent it, because they're all just hanging out, looking on their iPhones. You know what I mean? So
right.
do you think that by implementing CrossFit type workouts in the stations on duty, that brings back that, you know, it's just in a different area. Brings back that sense of team, that sense of community, that sense of oneness.
I would think it has the potential. You know, unfortunately, you know, and I'm probably going to get labeled kind of just as the devil's advocate here. Unfortunately, you can't lead a horse to water, though. It has
mm-hmm.
that great potential. It has that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it has that awesome, awesome potential to do that. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
There's articles in Fire Engineering, and I forget who writes it, just on kind of the shared suffering aspect. So you're all suffering, but yet you're all getting better too. You know, it's not just the suffering, but you know, yeah, it has that spectacular potential. Will it do it? I hope and pray, and that's why we're talking tonight that that it does.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think if people are willing, yeah, then it, you know, 100%, it'll do it. You know, you just have to.
Well,
be willing,
and
you know,
and I think here's the thing is, you know, we all realize that the person who gets the loudest cheers in a CrossFit affiliate is the guy that's last, right?
Right.
The people that are first, the pipe hitters, you know, they're the one. They don't get the big loud cheers. You know,
no.
It's the person that's struggling to get through it. And it truly is that sense of oneness, you know what I mean? But yet it has also got that competitive aspect to it. And so my question begins is that, okay, doesn't that speak to everything fire service, that we are trying to develop team, we're trying to develop esprit de corps, we're trying to develop the most important aspect of our fire department, our bodies. And while at the same time, we are also very ultra alpha male, type A, competitive type people that, you know, if managed correctly, could have tremendous impacts on overall department morale, could have tremendous impacts on, obviously, the line of duty, orthopedic, occupational injuries, and could also, I think, have a lot of carryover in not only reducing workers' compensation, but also reducing litigation, because people are willing to work things out because, you know, they have that sense of community. And a lot of times, you know what, screw you, you know, if you want to hash things out, let's hash it out in the gym, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You know, and I think that, at least from my volunteer department, the way they've been kind of going, is that, you know, in November I will be on the fire service for 9 years. My probationary class, we used to hang out, and there's not many of us left. There's only two of us left from the original, you know, we don't have a formal academy, but from the original Firefighter 1 class, we used to hang out all the time. The new probies, I mean, just any random thing. I could call up, you know, 14 men and women, and whether it's, you know, hey, let's go over to Matt's house and watch the ball game, or hey, let's go over here and just, you know, play cards, we were always hanging out. And I don't know if it's, you know, just, I don't know if it's me getting crotchety and old, you know, in my young age, but I don't see that as much anymore. And yeah, you know, you're right. That level of bonding needs to come back to, I mean, we need to build it up. And if we can do it in a healthy way, you know, I mean, it would, and I'm probably, somebody on the social media is going to tell me that this sounds like a great program to start. But if we could start, like, in departments, if we could start a, quote-unquote, esprit de corps brotherhood, you know, weekend or whatever, and, you know, throw in a CrossFit-type workout, throw in some team-building type stuff, you know, leave your dang iPhone and your iPad at the door. And, you know, I'll admit, I get on my iPhone far more than I should, and my wife called me out on it.
Like we all do.
Yeah. You know, my wife called me out on it when I'm at dinner, you know, and, you know, it makes me put it down. But, you know, just do that, and, oh, the potential is just, I'm getting psyched up just talking about it, and it's just, you know, and we're just
here's the thing, you know, I mean, again, I think it's a pig meat and an elephant, you know. So if I go to the CrossFit for Fire Facebook page, right? I remember when, you know, we had literally like 99 likes, you know, I was like, oh my God, there's 99 people. And you know, we don't have millions. We don't even have tens of thousands. We, you know, we have 1200 likes. Okay. But, you know, that's 1200 people that are following that page that are in the fire service, that are trying to make a difference, that are, you know, that are out there doing it. And, you know, hey, you know, it starts off as, like CrossFit, as a grassroots movement. I mean, you know, Glassman started off at one single gym in Santa Cruz. And now there's literally, you know, affiliates all over the world. In fact, I have a guy training at my affiliate right now that came over from Korea, because has no affiliates, or at least in his his area, came to my affiliate to train at my affiliate. He's going to be here for 6 months, and then he's going to go back to Korea. He already got his level one. He's going to go back to Korea and open his own affiliate. And so, you know, I mean, these are grassroots movements. And I think that, you know, when I look at my fire department that I work for, you know, we've got, I go into to the stations and guys are in there doing those CrossFit workouts. And it's not because of me. It's because they know the benefit of it. But what's nice is that they're competing. You know, they're all trying to get a better time. They're in there working out. You know, there's no TV on. In fact, you know, I'm proud to say that our gyms don't have TVs in them. There's no TV on. You know, they're in there competing. They're in there working out. And they're, you know, on the mirror. Of course, you know, you gotta have mirrors in a darn fire station gym. They've got the dry erase markers that they're writing the WOD on, and they're writing their times just like an affiliate. And why are they putting their times on there? Because A shift is want to be better than B shift, you know what I mean? And B shift wants to be better than C shift. And so pretty soon you've got that natural competition occurring, which, you know, some people will get all scared and freaky and go, oh, my God, you know, you're going to get people hurt. Well, you know what? I'd rather get somebody hurt who's doing proper CrossFit training, who's been coached, who's been counseled, who's been taught, who's been, you know, given the proper equipment, than to pay for somebody who's having a freaking heart attack because all they do is, you know, bury their face in a bowl of Cheetos. I think, you know, that's some of the big stuff that we got to look at is that what are the positives outside of the fitness and conditioning realm in the fire service? And I see one of the huge positives in building teams, team building, sense of oneness, community, just like an affiliate. I see the same thing in our fire stations. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's nothing I can argue with that on that
yeah.
one. Even if I wanted to, I don't think I could.
Well, we got another caller. Let's see who it is. See what he has to say. Area code 520. Right. Who do we got on the line?
Hey, Chief. It's Will Seeley from Tucson.
Hey, Will. How's the baby? How's the babies?
Babies are great. We're outside playing, and it's about 78 degrees outside, and twins are running around, and I'm holding little baby Brody. We're doing great.
Awesome, awesome. Well, don't tell Sonny it's 78 degrees because he'll be moving into your guest bedroom. You'll have an internet phenom living in the back room.
It's like 92 degrees here today. It's ridiculous.
I love it. So Will, we're talking about CrossFit in the fire service outside of fitness and conditioning and mobility. We're talking about sense of oneness.
We're talking about
team building. We're talking about morale building. We're talking about creating an environment that has kind of gone away in the fire service because, again, you know, guys don't watch TV together. You know, they are on their iPhones. Guys maybe aren't eating together for a host of different reasons. I don't know what it is, but the one thing that a fire department can more or less mandate is as a fire chief, I can mandate that you participate in a fitness and conditioning program. I can mandate that. However, I can't mandate that you do CrossFit, nor would I. I would never mandate that. But if you get people who are firefighters that are competitive by nature and they begin creating an environment where they're doing CrossFit workouts together, what is your thoughts on creating oneness?
I think you're spot on, Chief, with what you're saying. And the problem, and I've talked to you about this before privately, is that, you know, we've got some kind of old regime chiefs that we've had a couple injuries with the CrossFit, so their shotgun approach is to say, no more CrossFit. You know, we're not going to do it. And I've been trying to utilize some of the stuff that you've sent me and work with our peer fitness trainers to the benefits that have come from it and what can come from it. The problem is I think that our ops chief hasn't been out in the station for 15, 16 years. He's been in admin for that long. So being a little bit out of touch where he's not, you know, taking the word of his subject matter experts, you know, his issue is that guys are working out too hard, and he's afraid that they will not be able to be fit for duty, you know, because they're doing these workouts of the day. You know what I mean? Where he just doesn't really understand the concept of it. You know, it falls back on the individual person. You know, I don't know a lot of the workouts, but I see these guys pushing themselves, and I see the shifts pushing each other, and I see great improvements. They, on the other hand, see the one injury of a person doing, you know, the push-ups, the decline push-ups, or the, I forget the word, what you say, where he hurt his shoulder, so now he's out. Well, that person had a previous injury. So, you know, they're just looking at the dollar and cents of things where they're not looking at the overall picture.
Right. And I get that, but you know, here's an interesting thing. I was up in Orange County the other day, and I ran into Mike Contreras. Mike Contreras runs CrossFit Firefighters. He's a battalion chief in the Orange County Fire Authority. He's probably one of the first fire guys to formally step out there and implement CrossFit as an academy and pre-academy fitness and conditioning program. He did, and Mike is tremendous with data. You know, he's like one of those statisticians, right? You know, I mean, he loves data. And so the neat thing about Mike is that Mike, you know, is and has been able to identify that by implementing CrossFit not only in the academy, but as the model for the fire service fitness and conditioning program in the Orange County Fire Authority, a very large fire department, that they were able to show a reduction in not only sick leave usage, but also in orthopedic occupational injuries. And that the cost associated to the reduction in orthopedic occupational injuries over a time continuum outpaced the cost of the individual injuries that did occur while participating in the fitness program because, and it's real simple stuff, most guys blow out a back or a shoulder or a knee on the job. Most injuries related to fitness and conditioning, particularly CrossFit, when done properly, are minor strains. Don't require surgery. They don't require surgery. They just require rehabilitation, maybe a little bit of increased mobility or whatever the case may be. But most of the injuries that were non-fitness related, according to his data, was long-term, oftentimes career-ending injuries that historically required surgery. So, yeah, you're going to get guys that are going to get injured working out. I mean, that's we've always known that. But the whole thing is that you're going to get guys hurt that don't work out. And typically what we know now through that data collection that Contreras has done is that the injuries fitness and conditioning related injuries were worse, were longer term, were oftentimes career ending, and ended up costing the organization greater dollars. So, you know, that's where, you know, we have to be better at collecting said data, and organizations have to be willing to, in my opinion, step up to the plate and be willing to invest in doing some research into their own organization and really identify the cost associated to the implementation of a CrossFit fitness and conditioning program. So, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts, Sonny, Will?
Well, go ahead, Will. Oh, I'm sorry. What's funny is we had an academy probably 3 years ago that utilized Chief Mike's workout program in CrossFit, and they compiled all kinds of data, zero injuries. Their results were through the roof. in this academy. I mean, mm-hmm. unheard of results of VO2 and flexibility and all kinds of stuff. And I presented that to him as part of a safety committee meeting that I'm chair of. And, you know, it was still met with great resistance, even though, you know, it's I basically told him, look, this CrossFit's here to stay. Guys are going to do it. We've got a lot of guys that are doing it on their own time. They're doing it at work. It's all these positives. Why don't we get some trainers that we can help be on the front end to make sure guys are doing it correctly so we don't have these injuries? And that mm-hmm. was our last meeting, and that was a couple weeks ago, so I'm waiting to hear kind of what happens. I need to get with you, Chief, and find out what type of instructional stuff should I send the guy or try to get the guys approved for. You know, we have the PFTs, our peer fitness trainers, that get the ACE certification and stuff like that. Really not very detailed, but I'd mm-hmm. like to see, you know, we need to have guys that are CrossFit as high as you can go. Spend the money, get them on every shift, so we're making sure guys are doing these workouts right. We're getting the proper equipment. We're doing everything that we need to do on our end as an organization to provide these long careers for these guys.
Well, and here's the thing. I'll tell you one of the things that I highly and I want to give all the credit to Mike Contreras. I want to give all the credit to Mike Contreras. I think one of the things that we highly recommend is that any of our trainers are also functional movement certified. So FMS certified personnel, that they've gone through a functional movement screening certification process. Because being able to potential injury or risk and injuries through functional movement screening is going to be huge in helping them to identify how to move people through the CrossFit workouts. And again, Mike has been able to show through data that by doing functional movement screenings on your people prior to them implementing a CrossFit type fitness and conditioning program into the organization, that they reduced injuries through that because they were able to pre-identify those potential injury risk. If that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I'll
for me.
You
know
what I mean? On the book, Chief, and maybe you can I know we tried to reach out to Mike, and I think the guy was having a snag reaching out to him, so maybe I can just verify emails or something, and we could try to
just come to me and I can kind of reach out to Mike or whatever. I'll tell you right now, he's super super busy. He made battalion chief, I think, about a year ago, and they put him on inside. He's an admin battalion chief. The guy's a great guy. And when I saw him, I was like, how are things? He goes, man, I'm swamped, you know? So, anytime you get brought inside as a chief officer, it's like, oh, you're the new guy? Here, you do this, you do this, you do this. So.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I haven't gotten that one yet.
You don't even have to be a chief officer. You're the new guy? Here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or better yet, you know, oh, you know how to do that? Okay, here, do that and then some.
Yeah. you're now the committee chairman.
Exactly. Let me know. Let me know. Let me just say this, because Tucson does have a tremendous reputation, a great reputation for being, you know, out there on the cutting edge and stuff. And in fact, some of the studies that I reference a lot were actually conducted utilizing your people. How do you guys think you are overall as an organization from a fitness and conditioning standard?
I would say that overall we're above average. We do have, including myself, I'm nowhere near where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is the chief that's throwing up the biggest about this CrossFit is probably the one we're most worried about having to run on him in his office as a full code ref. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, we've gotten we're a young department, so we got a lot of up and coming. You know, it's a good problem to have. We gotta tame guys back instead of kicking them off the couch like years ago. You know, we had to, to beat guys off the couch. But I'd say overall we're above average, but we do have those select few that really need the focused work.
Right. Well, that's good. And that's good to see that you guys are moving in the right direction. And you know, we definitely want to see you moving in the right direction. You know, we're always glad when you call into the show, and we're super excited to hear from you. And we want to make sure you stay fit and conditioned and healthy for the twins and everybody else, that lovely bride of yours, and so that you can enjoy that long fire service career. Now, did you make battalion chief?
I did. I got promoted in May. I'm sorry. Yeah. So,
good job.
Thanks, Chief.
Good job.
It.
Well, congratulations.
So
are you on the floor? What battalion are you running?
I'm
what shift are you on?
Battalion. A shift battalion. We run a 5-6. So I was the acting on A shift for 6 months, and they just kind of promoted in place. So I was fortunate that I tested on Friday, got promoted on Monday. So, you know what I mean? I just went to work like I'd been going to work. So,
good for you.
I was really blessed. You know, I already got the note from the chief saying, hey, we're reorganizing the battalions. We're making some moves. Such and such is going to training, but you're going to training next. So just prepare yourself. And I'm like, great. That's what I've been wanting to do, you know, get in there and basically – I'm going to shadow him for these 2 years, and then in probably 2 years I'll be over in training working on that. So I'm super excited about that. But
awesome.
Life is good. Being a battalion's different. You know, it's I found that I really got to get to work early and get my workout in before work, because it just, you know, the days just get so busy that I have to do it right from the get-go. Do bass on first thing and then get right into the room and get after it.
Yeah, no. No, and you know, and if you think you're going to do it later on, you might as well forget about it, because it's not going to happen. And then, you know, the other thing too is you got to remember everything you do is setting an example, you know, and you don't want to be that guy, you know, that preaches fitness and conditioning. Hey guys, you know, you need to be, you know, fit. You need to be conditioned. You know, it's important. And then, you know, they're like, okay, well, when do you do it? You know, you're like, wow,
exactly.
I'm a battalion chief. They're like, yeah, whatever. Okay. So obviously it's not that important to you.
Yes, sir.
Good job. Well, listen, that sounds awesome, buddy. Get a hold of me and let me know what we can do to help. You know, we will get anything we can in your hands to help your organization move forward. That is for sure.
For sure, Chief. I appreciate the time. You guys be safe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Bye.
So hey, Sonny, internet phenom. Let's talk about a few things.
Can I interject real quick before I forget it, because I've been sitting on it for a little bit because I didn't want to interrupt Will. I'd be curious to see. And maybe they've done that in Tucson. You know, when they have this empirical evidence, you know, that everyone's got, and, you know, I am familiar with Mike, and Mike does a wonderful job on his data collection. And I'd be curious to see if the hierarchy, if they would approach it as, you know, from the same perspective or just kind of have it in the back of their head about people who thought that laddering buildings and ventilating on roofs was a bad idea. Because, yeah, it's inherently dangerous. People are going to get hurt, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, yeah, there are going to be people that are going to get hurt doing CrossFit. If we can mitigate that by, you know, like you said, having trainers that are trained correctly, doing the functional movement screenings, you know, all of this, you know, I wonder if they would, if we could make a correlation, you know, and maybe too big of a stretch, but, you know, the same kind of correlation with, you know, there were people that also said, you know, doing this particular fire service standard was a bad idea. You know what I mean? Am I making sense?
Yeah, no, you are. You're totally making sense. And I think the thing is, Sonny, and I mean, let's just hit the brass tack. Let's, you know, human nature is very simple, is that anytime somebody is uncomfortable with something, right, they're going to throw stones at it. Now, those people in the fire service that are uncomfortable with vertical ventilation, they throw stones at it. Oh, it's dangerous. You know, oh, you're going to kill people. What are you cutting a hole in a big, you know, good roof for?
Right.
You know, well, though, you know, there are those people that are uncomfortable with positive pressure ventilation. You know what I mean? And so they'll throw stones at that. You know, both forms of ventilation have an appropriate use and time and place. They both have appropriate use in time and place. They're both very good forms of ventilation when used properly in the right context. Well, you know, a good example is today I coached at my affiliate. I coached the 915 class today, and I had one athlete who is, an older woman. I mean, she's in her, you know, I don't want to say she's old, but she's in her mid-40s. She's very fit.
Right.
Former college athlete, you know, moves real well. And then I had another woman who's the exact same age, but is not an athlete, not a former athlete. This is all new to her, okay? And yet they did the same workout, right? Everybody does the same workout. And today, you'll love this one. Today the WOD was, you know, we, of course, my affiliate, we do, a solid warm-up. And we make sure that we go through a movement prep portion, and then we get into the WOD. Well, the WOD was, it was as many rounds as possible, an AMRAP, in 12 minutes. And it was one from the ground, power snatch, one pull-up. Three from the ground, power snatches, three pull-ups. Five from the ground, power snatches, five pull-ups. Now, that's one round. So you had to get as many rounds as possible in that 12 minutes of doing, you know, that continuum of work. Well, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, oh, my God, you know, I mean, power snatches and, you know, 45-year-old women, you know. Yeah, and pull-ups, I mean, what the heck are you doing? Okay, well, so what did we do? Well, first of all, we scaled, okay? We completely scaled, and I have you know, technique plates, and I have trainer bars and stuff. So the one athlete was lifting on her power snatches 20 pounds. I have trainer bars and technique plates, so she was doing power snatches with 20 pounds, okay? But I was teaching her and working with her on the movement because it's a very natural movement and it's a very good movement to develop strength and power through the hips. And, you know, we all know that, you know, that a lot of women, as they get older, they have problems with their hips and stuff. And then the pull-ups, the one gal who is a former athlete, she didn't need any assistance. She didn't need a band or anything like that, but the other gal needed a band. Okay.
Right.
Both of them completed the workout in 12 minutes. The one did six rounds. The other did four rounds. The one did 45 pounds. She used trainer bar and two 10s on each side, or excuse me, a 10 and a 5 on each side. So she did 45-pound power snatches. The other one did 15-pound power snatches. And so, you know, we found that, and we worked on the technique. We did a movement prep for them. We made sure that they were moving correctly. We made sure that we didn't, that when they started to have faults, we would cue them correctly. And at the end of the day, both of them said, man, they felt great. They felt better than when they walked in. They noticed that they're getting stronger. They're more fit. They're more conditioned. The one gal says, I don't get winded going up the stairs at work anymore. So, you know, tell me where that's going wrong. Tell me where that's, you know, why would that make anybody uncomfortable? I'm not telling them to do RX'd weight. In fact, when I did my workout this morning, I didn't even do RX'd weight. So, again, it's one of those things where, come on, guys, you know, this is total scalability that allows you to, to scale accordingly. And, you know, hell, I'll scale somebody down to PVC pipe. I don't care. I can make you sore with PVC pipe. I mean, go to a level one seminar and you don't lift anything heavier than a PVC pipe and you're freaking sore. So at the end of the day, where's the, you know, why are people hesitant to allow that to occur? You're hesitant to allow people to do push-ups, pull-ups, burpees, air squats. Okay. That you're telling me that they shouldn't be doing that, because that's really body weight movements is really the foundation of CrossFit.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I think at the end of the day, Sonny, it's just one of those things where people that want to throw stones at it are unfamiliar. And not only are they unfamiliar, but they're really uncomfortable. And you're right. It's no different than vertical ventilation or positive pressure ventilation or, you know, smooth bore nozzles or, you know, fog nozzles.
Right.
They're just uncomfortable. So when they get uncomfortable, what do? You know, wow, it's easier just to throw stones. So anyway, hey, let's look at bringing this home. We're going to – I actually – want to bring this home today on the show and check it out. I want to remind everybody of a couple things that we got going on. Keep an eye out for Fire Engineering, Fire Engineering Online, Fire Engineering Magazine. All of the instructors are uploading their videos, broadcasting on what's going to be going on at FDIC this coming year. So take a look at that. Keep an eye out for all the good articles that are coming out. Please feel free to continue to follow us on CrossFit for Fire on our Facebook page. And next month we're going to have a couple special guests calling in, some really exciting people you're going to definitely want to hear from. The one individual was going to call in this month, but he is currently away in Europe with CrossFit. And so we just want to say thank you to everybody. We want to make sure that everybody understands that the goal of this program is to bring about an awareness of the necessity and the need for fitness and conditioning and healthier lifestyles, including nutrition, mobility, hydration, and the reduction of sleep deprivation in the fire service, as they are continue to be contributing factors to the highest degree of line-of-duty deaths in the fire service, and that's cardiac-related emergencies. We want everybody to recognize that our goal is to, thank the CrossFit community for all that they do. Please continue to support them in everything that they do. Currently, if I could pitch anything, Josh Everett, who's one of the original pipe hitters, his cause is to bring about awareness to autism, and the reason is because his son was diagnosed. And so if you want to look at the Lift Up Luke program associated with that, that'd be great. And then one last thing, Sonny, coming out your way.
Yes, sir.
We had an individual who reached out to us. And there's a big fundraiser. Let me see here. I want to get the information correctly. I got to put on the old glasses here. There's a big fundraiser going on for a firefighter out your way. And I asked the guy who was heading it up to send us some info. But I believe it's by name a guy by the name of Poles.
Poles, P-U-L-S?
P-O-H-L-S, full, like a full. Anyway, we're going to be posting some information as soon as we get more information on that. It's a firefighter out in the Nebraska area who is having some struggles, so we want to make sure that we do all that we can do. All right. Anything for you for the good of the order, Sonny?
No, sir.
All
keep
right.
on doing what you're doing, and every day make every day better than yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, here it is. Hold on, I found it. Mike Bowen Camp with Bellevue Fire Department is doing a fundraiser for his brother, who is a firefighter, Tim Fohl, P-O-H-L. He currently serves on the La Vista Bellevue Fire Departments. They're doing a fundraiser. So anybody that is interested, the fundraiser information will be on the CrossFit for Fire website. So we'll get that out there to help another brother out. I guess they're going to do a pancake breakfast and a raffle. So trying to help a brother out, firefighter Tim Fohl at a La Vista and Bellevue Fire Departments. So I found the number. All right, guys. Sonny, internet phenom, we love you, brother. Can't wait till you come out here and see us. And other than that, we're gonna close this out. We're gonna play one more thing from our sponsor, and then we'll close it out.
With over 100,000 safety products, it makes me wonder: did Granger write the book on workplace safety? Get your copy today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRAINGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, that's all we got for CrossFit for Fire. This is Ed Hatfield. Again, anybody that's out here in San Diego, look me up. Please feel free to come by the affiliate for a free workout. We appreciate Will Silly and Big Sonny calling us up, and we look forward to seeing everybody next month on CrossFit for Fire. If anybody has anything, they can get a hold of us on the Facebook page. We'll talk to you soon, and again, thanks to Chief Bobby Halton and Fire Engineering Magazine for all that they do. As my good friend Timmy Alameda says, I'll see you on the radio.